As the Norse began expanding their influence of regions outside of Scandinavia, they did so with blood and iron, quite literally. Mitochondrial and Y haplotype analysis suggests that much of the population of regions the Norse conquered, like Iceland and Orkney, were effectively colonized by the Norse. However, that same mitochondrial analysis also reveals that a larger proportion of women in these societies were native and not Scandinavian, suggesting a largely male and successful conquest. Weaponry itself in the Viking Age could be both artistic in form and still efficient in function, and using such tools, Vikings were able to settle locations as far away as Newfoundland. The Earl of Pembroke's sword was made in the 10th century and was most likely found in the bed of the Thames River. The name itself comes from the fact that the sword was rumored to have been recovered from the 4th Earl of Pembroke's tomb. Its blade is made of iron, although it also has silver and copper wires twisted into its pommel. The pommel also shows evidence of mammon-style engravings characterized by semi-natural animal forms in looping, asymmetrical, and interlaced form. Swords in general tended to be the weapons of the few and were most often used in close-quarter combat. Norse weapons combine many aspects of culture, from raiding and conquering to artistic styles into a single object. Such objects could be extremely advanced, as in the case of the Ulfberht sword, or more pedestrian, like the Earl of Pembroke's. Nevertheless, both remain high-status objects and were successfully used to conquer other regions.